Praise God. Bible says God is good. And thank you for your prayers. And I had a little bit of time in a hospital with my wife. And during that week, I just realized that how important is for everyone, one of us, to share the good news of Jesus. I felt like we are all are essential worker of the gospel. Every one of us. Not just those who stand right here in, on the pulpit, but every one of you. When I was in Pakistan, during the home group, we have this young 7-year-old, because what does happen in Pakistan when you are praying? Normally you bring whole family, everyone. It doesn't matter how old they are. There are no gadgets. The kids can sit in the corner or do whatever they want to do. No. You sit where mom and dad is sitting. And you learn. After a few weeks, what happened? This 7-year-old, he goes around and he tells his friends, come and pray together. 7-year-old. And they all come together. And somebody is bringing bread. Someone is bringing sugar. And these 4 other kids, they are confessing their sin to this 7-year-old, what they have done wrong, and repenting. The elder in the home group, the leader in the home group, he called me and he said, this is what's happening. God is just changing everyone. And if we are open to God, Bible says, I will meet you. God said, I will meet you wherever you are at. It doesn't matter who you are. You're brown, black, white, yellow. God can meet you anywhere. And he loves to use you for his kingdom, for his glory. Because this is what happened when God created everything. Book of Genesis. God shared everything, his whole creation with Adam. Look at this. When Adam, God brought all the animals, and then he asked Adam to name them. Similar thing happening here. God wants you to understand that you are his child, his son, and his daughter. You are very important to him. Sometimes we underestimate Father's love for ourselves because we see yourself who we are. And honestly, I can tell you that time to time I ask God, why do you love me? Because I can honestly stand here and say that there is nothing in me that I can say is good except God. Accept Christ. And so many times we work hard to bring change in our lives. Are we all familiar with that? Yeah, I did many times. And I'm still battle with that some time to time. But we don't realize that it's not you who is bringing change in you. It's God himself bringing him change in you. Because he is the change in you. He is, not you. Not my good deeds. Anyway, I'm supposed to preach something else today. But I don't know why I'm saying that. Because this is what God does. This is what he wants to do in you, in me, in everyone. Bring out his beauty out of you, in you, and for his glory and honor. We all sit on that, on the other end, and we think about that, I'm not good as that person. Oh, wow. That guy can pray really well. Oh, she can pray really good. Oh, my goodness, I can't use these kind of words. It's not about the words. It's not about what you can do. It's about what God can do in you, through you, and for his glory and your good. So I will encourage you. Call upon God. Call upon him. And say, Lord, I want you. I need you. In this situation. Whatever it is. I'm not going to let you go. Until you will not bless me. Change me. Sometimes we try and we fail and then we give up. Devil comes to us and he says, hey, you can't do it. You are just pathetic. You can't do it. And he reminds us, all of us, remember you failed that time? Remember you tried to do this and you failed? And what's going to happen now? You're going to fail again. And we just buy that. We say, yeah, I can't do this. I don't have a good education. I don't have that skill. I'm not get that good. I don't have better clothes. I don't have this and I don't have that. And devil, he just laughs at us. He sits there and he says, yep, that's what I want you to do. Just think about yourself and don't think about God. Because he knows soon you start to think about God, things will start to change. Gradually. Slowly. God will change you. Here. And then this change will affect everyone. Book of Acts, chapter 2. Remember these people? They were all just ordinary people like us. Fishermen, tax collector, something else. All just people like us. Cowboys. There were no cowboys that time. They could be, I don't know. Doctors. We got doctors, we got chaplain. We got all different people, meat worker. But God doesn't care about what your job is. He cares about you. And when he cares about you, then he cares about what you do too. So that's the first thing we need to establish with God. He loves me. Bible says Abraham believed in God. And what he believed? What God said about himself and what God said about Abraham, that I will make you the father of the nations. Here, Abraham, 100-year-old. And I said, how is that going to happen? I know it's impossible. But what God said, what is impossible for man, it's not impossible for God. It is possible for God. God can do anything. He can change you. He can transform you. So take heart. Ask God to reveal himself to you and believe every single thing what Bible says. If God said that, you will call upon me and I will come to you. That means he will come. If God says that those who will call me, those who will seek me, they will find me. It's not you who's saying that. It's God himself saying that those who will seek me, they will find me. So when you are seeking God, you will find him because he is true God. He's not a liar like us. He doesn't lie. So when he says, call upon me and you will find me, seek me. King David in Psalm 18 we read. He called upon God and he moved heaven and earth. And he came to his rescue. Psalm 24. Shepherd Psalm. What King David says, though I will go through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will go through all these things. And he went. His father-in-law is after him to kill him. He's hiding everywhere. And he's chasing him. King David, he said, I will go, though I will go through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. Because you are with me, I can go through this valley. Because you are with me, I can go through this sickness. Because you are with me, I can go through all these things. And I will see on the other end, you will accomplish whatever you want, God, in me, through me, and for your glory and my good. We have no idea how great is our God. Anyway, I have just little glimpse. We all have a little glimpse of that, how great he is. But God is so amazing, powerful in every way. He knows everything about you. Everything, even though the thoughts that you are thinking of, he knows everything. Might be sitting here still thinking, oh, yeah, all these things for somebody else. No, it's for you too. Because God can do these things in you too. Establish a relationship with him. Get to know him who he is. And Bible says that, Book of Acts chapter 2. They believed what God said. They believed what Jesus said. And day of Pentecost, 120 people, upper room, they are praying according to what Jesus said. Wait. And what happened? Holy Spirit came. And they all were filled with the Holy Spirit. And here Peter, he stood in front of this crowd and he preached the gospel. Where he never did before. And about 3,000 people, they came to Christ. Amen. You know, sometimes we are so afraid of even though say, hallelujah, because somebody will look at me, what's going on here? Feel free. If you want to give glory to God, amen. Don't be shy, because you are talking about God. If he was not shy, he was not afraid. If he wasn't afraid of going on a cross for you, for me, so why I'm so shy about him? Sometimes we are surrounded with unbelievers, non-believers, whatever you want to call them. And some people, they ask us, are you Christian? And we really hesitate. I do believe in God. Why you can't just say that I believe in Jesus? What's wrong with that? Yes, I believe in God. Yes, I believe the one who died on a cross for me and rose again third day. I believe in him. Yes, I believe in him. So what? What's going to happen? I'm going to lose friends? What's going to happen? It might cost me my job? What's going to happen? People, they threaten me at my work. Oh, if you talk about Jesus, they will sack you. And I said, go for it. You can talk about all the rubbish in this world, but if I will talk about Jesus, you're going to sack me? Great. Do it. God is changing every single person because he loves you. He wants you to know him. He wants you to know how much he cares about you, how much he loves you. And he will be there for you every single day, 24 hours. What are they called, 24/7? Yeah, like that. He will be there for you. And he is going to change you. And not just going to change you, but he is going to change people around you. He is going to change your workplace. He is going to change your society. He is going to change your country. If the people of God, if my people called by my name, humble themselves and pray, then what will happen? This part you're going to do, my children. And this part I'm going to do. I will heal your land. I will heal your country. I will heal you. I will fight your battles. If you do this bit. So God is not joking. God is serious about everything what he does. He was serious about when he said that I will come and rescue my people. I will come and rescue Jacob. I've been reading book of Genesis, and it's incredible that God comes time to time and establishes covenant with Abraham again and again and again. Because he knows what kind of people we are. He had to remind us again and again every day, hey, I love you. Go read my word. It's everywhere. I love you, I love you, I love you. And I'm here for you. And when I said, the day you asked me to forgive you, I forgive you and I forgot about your past. I don't think about your past. So it's better for you too not to think about your past. Because I have forgiven you whatever you have done in the past. It's like God is, he is in love with us. When I read Bible, I don't read Bible as a book. I read Bible, Father's love letter. It is Father's love letter. And it is the most beautiful love letter ever written. There are billions of people every day reading Father's love letter. And they're coming out of this mentality, slave mentality, into sonship. They are coming into kingdom culture. They are coming into realizing that we are one body. When one part hurts, whole body feels it, isn't it? Apostle Paul, he shares this. He tells church very clearly that he said, we are one body. One body. Different parts, but one body. In other way, he's saying that, hey, you better need to look after each other because you are one family. It doesn't matter how much you hate other person, they are still the part of the body. You know, sometimes, you know, the people, they say, I just got a long nose, I don't like this. It doesn't matter, it's still going to be there. You like it or not. So Father is keep reminding us, you are my children. I love you. I love you with everything. Everything. No, he's coming back. For who? For his church. His body. We never heard Buddha saying that. We never heard Muhammad saying that. We never heard Ram, Lakshman. They are Hindu gods. They said that. The only one person said that. And that's Jesus. I'm going to come back. I will take you home. I will establish everything again. I'm going to change everything. I'm going to judge everything. And then, new earth, new heaven. Amen. We all looking forward to that, aren't we? Amen. Hallelujah. That's great news that Jesus is coming. Jesus said to his disciple, he said, encourage each other. Paul said, tell each other. Especially when you are going to have a supper, when you're going to have a communion, the Lord's table, Lord's communion. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul talks about that, about communion. And he said that when you come together, Jesus said in his Last Supper, he told his disciple, tell each other, encourage each other. So when you are taking communion, you are remembering everything what Jesus has done for you. What he's doing in you and about his coming, that he is coming back. So God is so merciful to his children. So take heart, search God, seek him. You don't need to find him, he will find you. I promise you, because he did the same thing with me. He found me. The day I called upon his name, he came. So my brother and sisters, take heart, search God, seek him, and he will come. Let's pray. Father, we bless you and honor you. You are our God. You are our King. You are the one who died for us, and you are the one who is coming back again. Holy Spirit, we rely on you for everything. We just ask you to teach us, lead us, and guide us. Father, we give you all glory and honor. Thank you, Father, that you are with us every day, every moment. You are fighting our battles. Father, I'm not alone. We are not alone. You are with us in this. So, Father, we pray for all those people who are sick in the church, Lord, here. Father, we remember all of them and we pray for your healing hand upon them. And Father, we rebuke every kind of sickness, every kind of disease, every kind of enemy's attack. We rebuke them in Jesus' name. And Father God, we ask your healing hand upon them. Father, you are the only one who can heal us. You are the only one who can deliver us from evil. You are the only one who can protect us from every kind of temptation. So, Father, we just give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.